Baltimore Mayor Catherine Pugh gave her State of the City address yesterday to a gathering of city council members and heads of city agencies. The theme of the speech was Baltimore, a city on the rise. WIPR City Hall reporter Dominique Maria Benessi was there. Dominique, how did the mayor qualify Baltimore as a city on the rise?
So Pugh started with the negative about the systemic corruption in the Gun Trace Task Force trials brought out by the federal investigation of the police department. Here she is opening.
And the Gun Trace Task Force unit, its renegade culture, and the sort of testimony that shocked us every day and will long remind us of one of the most egregious moments in our city's history.
She also addressed the consent decree brought down by the Federal Department of Justice and the record levels of violence, 343 homicides in 2017. Pugh then turned to her accomplishments this year. Those include her violence reduction plan to fight crime, hiring Police Commissioner Daryl D'Souza, increasing the jobs for youth, and making Baltimore City Community College tuition-free. She then proceeded to give this caveat.
Though I ask you to take note of our progress, I do not ask you to be satisfied, because I am not.
So a city on the rise because Pugh says things are getting better, but she wants them to get better still. The mayor called for action from the city's police union, the Fraternal Order of Police. What was that?
So Pugh made a strong ask to the FOP to allow civilians to sit on the Baltimore City Police Officer Disciplinary Hearing Boards. She pushed this at the state level with no success, but asked the FOP last night to pass this policy without legislative action required.
Schools were also a focus of the speech, and Pugh made some news on school funding.
Our entire delegation is committed to fighting for not just fair funding of our school system, but just funding.
What did she mean by that?
There, Pugh was referring to the Baltimore City delegation that has been helping to legislate the 23 new schools to be built, while dealing also with heating and maintenance issues this winter in old school buildings. As you can recall, at least 80 schools went offline with no heat, and students were out of school for almost a week. The mayor announced that the city will be providing an additional $2 million for city schools this upcoming fiscal year. She also wanted to make clear that new schools are being built and students will be moved into them, and she wants to make sure that old school buildings are torn down, but of course not without destroying the neighborhoods around them. You can listen more here.
Communities deserve to know if a school building is closing permanently, what plans do we have for that structure so that we do not leave an empty building unpurposed in their neighborhoods.
Pugh also talked about creating jobs and efforts to increase the employment rate in the city. How does she plan on doing that?
Right, so the mayor said that the unemployment rate is around 5.6% and noted that the majority of those unemployed are African-American males. She said she created the Office of African-American Male Engagement to help with job searches and applications. In mid-April, through the support of an anonymous donor, Pugh said the city will be opening a mobile jobs unit. She also talked about her Youth Work Summer Jobs program that already had 16,000 applicants.
What sorts of reaction did the speech get from city leaders?
Right, so City Council President Jack Young said that Pugh was talking about what she promised during her campaign and what she had already delivered on.
It was a long speech, but it was a speech that laid out exactly some of the things that she committed to doing when she was running for office. So, I cannot complain about that.
He's right. The full speech went a little longer than an hour, but she did lay out what she promised to do and what she's already delivered on. You can also view this speech as her future motto for her 2020 run for election. The motto is Moving Baltimore Forward. She said that multiple times in various different ways throughout the speech. Also, we had Baltimore City State's Attorney Marilyn Mosby up for re-election this year, who was saying that unlike the federal administration that's touting regression, we need to focus on local and state governance to progress forward. She said that Baltimore could be a model for other cities in the U.S.
I'm optimistic, and I'm grateful that, you know, we're taking this holistic approach, because for far too long we haven't. And so, yeah, I'm excited.
Dominique Maria Benessi is WIPR's City Hall reporter, and this morning reporting on yesterday's State of the City address. Dominique, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Nathan.